The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Are you ready to talk about money? Welcome to your financial future, where you will get potential solutions to today's financial questions and ideas on how to take advantage of today's opportunities. Get ready to listen to two regular guys who happen to understand the use of money and how to help people retire comfortably, be mindful of taxation, and pass their wealth on to the next generation. Celebrating their 25th year on the air, here are your hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman, and my partner's Mike Bonaccorso. What's doing there, Michael?
Not much, Doug. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. I got no complaints, you know. We're moving along here. Everything's good. So, hey, Mike, you know, I want to do something, I'm going to say different. It's not that different. We do it occasionally. I don't want to do the market and stuff at the beginning of the show here today. You know, it's not a whole heck of a lot to talk about. I just want to start with the show here and jump in and just give all good sound material that people can apply to their situation today, if that's okay with you. I'd like to start with, we'll go financial organization, we'll go guaranteed income, we'll go micro versus macro, you know, economy, and let's just do that today. Sound good?
Amen.
All right, so let's kick off the show here. And what I want to talk about is one of the things that I think is most important for people out there, and that is to be and have their lives financially organized. Now, while we think it is so very important to do that, so many people out there, Mike, find this to be a big challenge.
Yeah, and you know, I feel it's building blocks. I feel it's like the foundation to it all, okay? We always say your financial house. And to me, the organization skills and being organized is like, let's pour the foundation before we start making fancy rooms and fancy bathrooms. And but it's a challenge because it's a lifetime habit that people kind of haul around with them. And I hate to say this, when you're leaving it up to yourself, you either have it or you don't. And it doesn't mean that you're not a successful person if you're not organized. But I know plenty of people that are all over the place and they're immensely, you know, successful. But you guys get what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? It's like almost not inherited, but you know what I'm saying? It's in you. It's in your fiber.
Well, you know something, Mike, is that, and I also believe people can be like pocket organized, if you will. But what we like to do and what our system at Wealth Management that we try to introduce to our clients and you, the listeners, does is try to simplify the process to get all the things that we think that are important in your financial life together and going in one area. And it's common, very, very common that you and I meet people and they tell us that they're not financially organized. So let's talk about our financial organization system a little bit, how the people can apply it to their circumstance, and how, if they'd like, they're welcome to call us and we can send out the financial organization kit to them to jumpstart them on their way.
Yeah, our system, Doug, is you know, I feel it's fairly simple to follow and do, and we basically do it on a folder system, right, for lack of better words. And let's start with the first folder, and we like to say red.
Yeah, so just so you know what Mike was referring to, we use a multicolored folder system, right? So that we'll give you different color folders and start you out. And if you follow the instructions step by step, you're going to have a good chance of improving your financial organization. We're very confident of that. And so the first folder that we'd like to talk about, and Mike brought up, is the red folder. Now, the red folder, we say we would like for you to have your emergency-related documents inside of there. So, Mike, What could be an emergency-related document that somebody would have inside of there?
Well, one of the documents we say to put in there, we highly recommend writing down whatever prescriptions you're on and the dosage.
Right.
Okay? Because that's one that if something medically happened, and for anybody that it has happened to, you'll realize they always say, what prescriptions are you taking and how much?
Yeah. So red, you know, everybody relates red with emergency, right?
Yeah.
So if something were to happen, and let's just say a bad circumstance, and an ambulance has to come to your home and take you away and, you know, take you to a hospital for some attention, well, hopefully you've got a spouse or somebody there who knows to grab the red folder. And if not, you could always tell them the red folder. And inside that red folder is your prescriptions. We'd also like to see you have inside of your red folder there a copy of your insurance card. We would like to see you have a medical directive in there. Now, Mike, medical directive, what is that?
Well, it's, you know, a lot of people hear it's, you know, or medical directive, living will, mm-hmm. you know, type of thing. And that's when you go to the hospital, they're going to ask you for that, or they're going to probably ask you to fill one out, and you're going to give your medical wishes if something happens to you.
Right. And what you see, nobody has the right to make medical decisions on your behalf for you. So your medical directive, living will, what, you know, there's many terms for it, basically allows somebody to act as your representative for your medical care. So in most cases, if it's a married couple, it's the spouse. And if it's not a married couple, if you're a single person, maybe it's a brother or sister or a mother or father or, you know, a close friend or, you know, somebody like that. But that document's really important to have in there. So when the emergency does happen, if we know the medications, we have copies of the insurance, the Medicare, Medicaid, whatever's in you need in there, your advance directive in there. Well, you've got a lot of stress removed from the situation right off the bat, because how many times, Mike, has somebody you've heard somebody say, "Oh, what medications do you take?" And they're like, "I take a blood pressure pill." Well, how much do you take?
Yeah,
I don't really know. And that's important information for them to have.
And not just that, try to pronounce the name of the drug.
Oh yeah, especially the generics, right?
Yeah, that's you know, the real challenge.
Yeah, name brands, you know, they'll tend to have an easy recognizable name, but if you're on a generic, yeah, you're 100% correct. So we got our red emergency folders there. Now, moving along the line is we're also going to have inside of here some green folders. Well, Mike, what's green related to?
Well, green's money.
Right.
And we'll just start with that. And what would be inside the green? Let's start with the banks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bank statements, CD statements. You get it. All banking concerns that you probably do would be in one of the green folders.
Yeah. And there'll be, you know, a few folders. And then, so what else would go in a green folder? A 401k statements would go inside of a green folder. An IRA statements would go inside of a green folder. You know, anything that's related to your money, that makes it easy. And I like it when we, excuse me, we have meetings with our clients and they show up with the green folders.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And you see them, they bring them out and they put them on the table. I'm like, okay, let's go through the green folders. I'll know about your investments or any holdings that you have with us, but you'll update me with your 401k folder, you'll update me with your bank account folder, and it's just nice and easy. Now, Mike, the thing about this is when it comes to the statements, so many people we see just have stacks of envelopes,
yeah,
right? What this system does is it just makes you take it. I mean, I guess you could shove the envelope in there. I've seen people do that. But just take the paperwork out of the envelope and put it in the folder, nice and neat, right there. Right when you get it, open it, look at it, put it in the green folder.
Yeah, and you know what, Doug? Out of all the calls we receive here at the office, one of the probably most popular ones is people will call and say, "Hey, Mike, hey, Doug, I'm cleaning up,
mm-hmm.
and I have all these statements. What do I need to do? What do I need to keep? I have all these envelopes. What should I do?"
Right. And then the answer to that question often is, I don't know, you got to come in and sit down because I don't know what's in every one of those envelopes,
yeah.
Right? But in today's day and age, almost anything you get in a paper statement, if you were to lose it or misplace it or, you know, inadvertently destroy it, it's almost readily accessible you know, especially if you're a client of ours, we can get you a copy of any statement in seconds, you know, by clicks on a computer.
Sure.
So, all right. Next thing, we're going to move down the line. Let's go with yellow folders. What could be inside of a yellow folder, Mike?
Well, in a yellow folder, important documents like deed to the house, title to the auto, kind of like legal documents, if you will, that you probably don't really ever go to much, you know, but you need it when you need it.
Right. And it that's a thing so often that people, like the deed to their home, right? A lot of people don't know where that is. And just like your title to a car. You know, so often people just don't, I'm going to put it here so I don't forget where it is. I forgot where I put it.
Yeah, that's the hardest part of selling a car, because you need to produce it when you go to sell it.
Right.
And you might have did it 5 years ago, 7 years ago, however long you kept your car.
Right, 100%. So, you know, if you've got our filing system here, you know, the Wealth Management Group filing system, which is, we'll tell you how to call and get it. We offer it out to you. We send it to you. It's complimentary. There's no cost or obligation. It's our gift to you to send it out, and then you can take it and start to implement it. Or if you want to, you can even come in for a meeting and we can implement it together with you. But again, the yellow folders, things of that nature, the important, you know, titles, deeds to cemeteries, you know, all those kinds of things right there in the one location. Because the other thing that this does is this will really help out people when you're not here anymore. When you pass away, if you're organized like this, believe me when I tell you, people who pass away and everything's organized make it so much easier for the heirs, the children, you know, whoever's left behind, than the disorganization. We've been in that circumstance many times.
Yeah, that's one of the big advantages of this system. And I think the other big advantage, Doug, is just psychologically feeling like you have control.
Sure.
And your arms around things. You know, and I think that's a huge boost right out of the gate.
Yeah, it really is. And then, Mike, the blue folders we like for your insurance-related documents, right? Put your stuff in there. Put your homeowner's insurance in there, your auto insurance in there, your disability insurance in there, long-term care insurance in it. Whatever. I like to use it for insurance-related.
Life insurance.
Yeah. You know, whatever it may be, use your blue folders for that. And listen, if you want to change the color code and the color schemes for yourself when you get them, feel free. Okay, just use our system here as a baseline for you to get things up and rolling and get yourself financially organized. It is just such a great feeling. Like you said, Mike, if I call up a client and I say, hey, what's the value of your 401k now? And it's a lot easier for the client who can go, hold on a second, let me grab the file and pull it out, than somebody who goes, I don't know, I got to dig through this, you know, thing here. Can I get back to you on it? And then what often happens is that they don't get back to us on it because they start digging through the things and get distracted. So, you know, we can help you along the way. And listen, we get it. We understand. Most people have never spoken to you about setting up an organizational system like this. Most financial advisors never even talk to people about stuff like this. All they talk to them about is, you know, your investment. You know, that's not... Your investments are, financial instruments are important, but there's other things that are important too, and being organized, in our opinion, is one of them.
Sure. It's just, again, Doug, how we started this conversation, to me, to your financial house, it's the foundation we're pouring.
Yeah, so folks, if you'd like to have us send you our financial organization system out there, which is the color-coded files and the directions on how to go about doing it, please pick up the phone and give a call, 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Leave a voicemail message, you know, your name and your telephone number, your address. We'll give you a call. We'll get everything out into the mail to you. Like I told you before, it's complimentary. You know, there's no cost or obligation. It's on us. You know, we want to send it out there to you because we firmly believe that the more we can help you along with the baseline important things, the better off you'll be and the more value we can bring to your overall situation, especially when it comes to, you know, other legs of the financial, you know, strategy process, financial planning process, if you will, of getting, you know, financial instruments in place and strategies and techniques. It's really important and helpful.
And deep down, Doug, who really doesn't want to be organized?
Yeah, no, 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 no. you're not wrong, Mike. No doubt about it. All right. So again, folks, to get the financial organization kit, it's complimentary, no cost or obligation. Pick the phone up, give a call, 855-262-3722. All right, we're going to hop to a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to you guys about some guaranteed income during your retirement. We'll be right back, folks.
If you have a retirement plan with your former employer, you may be wondering what to do with your money. For many people, this is confusing and sometimes gets to the point where you don't even explore what is available to you. Well, we have some good news for you. The two guys you are listening to right now, Doug and Mike, have been helping people to understand what their options are for decades. They offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of this show. That includes you. These two guys are regular people who just happen to understand the use of money and how to analyze financial information. They explain things in simple and easy to understand ways to help you to understand any recommendations. Wealth Management Group has offices and meeting facilities throughout the area and even make good old-fashioned house calls. So, pick up the phone and call 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722 to see what they have to say about that old retirement plan you have sitting around and the options that you have for those funds. That's 855-262-3722. Call now.
All right, folks, welcome back, and glad that you're spending some of your time here listening to the show today. And, Mike, you know, we talk about so often on the radio here things, strategies and techniques and things that people need to do to, you know, accomplish their retirement goals and objectives. But hands down, one of the most common issues that our clients face and people who come into the office face when we're talking about planning for retirement these days is there's a big question mark over a lot of people's heads because, as we all know, in today's day and age, so very few people actually receive pension plan payments like they received, you know, previous years ago. It was very, very commonplace. Now it's not commonplace. So the question mark that comes in, and you can almost see it hanging over somebody's head if you want to visualize it when they come in, is I want to retire. I know what my Social Security is going to guarantee me to get on a monthly basis, but I don't know where the rest of my money's coming from on a monthly basis.
Correct. And, you know, so basically, you know, what is my retirement income? How do I go about attaining this, creating it, if you will? And a lot of times, you know, folks have pots of money, if you will, whether it be a 401k, a 403b, what have you, IRAs, you know, that they have stashed in retirement funds. And, okay, how do I get this to last a lifetime and take care of me and support my monthly needs, for lack of better words?
100%, Mike. A lot of people know how to get the money into those accounts, but they don't know how to get the money out of those accounts in order to supply them with lifestyle sustaining income when they retire. You know, how much, at the end of the day, we've said over and over again, in our opinion, the biggest source of financial anxiety in retirement is cash flow. How much money do I know is going to get plopped into my checking account, or as you have coined for years, Mike, mailbox money? How much money do I know is going to be coming through the door every single month, guaranteed, regardless of what happens? And in today's world, that's not as easy for people to do as it was previously, because they're individually responsible for their retirement income now, as opposed to a company that they worked for or somebody of that nature being responsible for their retirement income.
Sure. That's exact, Doug. And the thing is, okay, so, you know, when it comes to paying your bills, right, what more is, how would you say, relaxing, for lack of a better word, or less worrisome, whatever I'm trying to say here, is if you have cash flow to pay your monthly bills, most other things don't really matter.
Right.
Right. I mean, what causes anxiety, Doug, right? You get, I have a big charge card bill this month because we had to go for this or we had to pay for that. It's going to be more than what, you know, we take in. Oh, I'm going to have to tap the savings. I'm going to have to tap that. But if you have plenty of cash flow to cover your bills, you kind of got it, right?
Sure, and it's a really challenging time right now, Mike, because back in the day, years ago, I don't know how many years ago we could go now, 40 years ago in retirement, even if you didn't have a pension, you could take your money and stick it in a bank or someplace like that, and interest rates were, you know, acceptable, and you could live off your interest on that. And that's not the world that we live in right now. So unfortunately for people, they need to look for different avenues in order to do this. And one of the tremendous opportunities, in my opinion, that is out there right now is guaranteed lifetime income features that are available on many different types of annuity products that are out there for clients that can give them exactly what I said, a guaranteed lifetime income, where that money is coming in on a frequency they determine, right? You can take your money however often you want, monthly, quarterly, semi-annually, annually, however often that you want to. But you can guarantee yourself some money coming through the door on a monthly basis to complement if you're getting Social Security and have a baseline guaranteed income for you during your lifetime.
Sure. And, you know, Doug, this is a, if you will, a piece of the retirement puzzle in that most folks sit down and say, okay, I need X a month for expenses or bills or cash flow to live our life. And now I got to start putting together the other side of the puzzle and saying, like you said, Doug, Social Security, all right, check, got that, that's there. And what do I start filling in? And without pension and some of these other things that are available, well, how do we get down to the bottom line that both sides kind of equal or we're doing better covering our expenses? And this is an area that starts filling in the puzzle.
It really does. And it's not an uncommon strategy for us to recommend to our clients to, you know, augment their retirement here. And you know something, Mike, is that here's the tricky thing about it when it comes to this, is there's so many different types of products out there.
Yes.
And there's so many different types of guaranteed lifetime features, benefits, riders, whatever you want to call it, that they can add to these contracts. I mean, there's ones that'll pay you for your life. There's ones that'll pay you for the life of you and your spouse. There's ones that'll pay you and return money to you when you pass away. There's just a host of options out there for people that need to be explored. Now, and also what has to be important is that, is this type of vehicle appropriate for your circumstance and your situation has got to be examined as well, right? Because they tend to be long-term contracts, and that's what they're designed for. They're designed for income for your lifetime, right? So hopefully that's long term, right?
Yeah, sure.
And so the homework needs to be done, and you have to understand it. Listen, just like any other investment product out there, they have different features, fees, costs, expenses, and you need to understand that. I want to be, you know, right up front with you about that. But once you get beyond that point and you start to understand the features and the benefits that could come along with utilizing one of these riders may just be the special sauce for you for retirement. Depends on your circumstance, but I think we should sit down and go over this with people.
Yes, and you know, Doug, well said in that, you know, it's again, an individualized basis, right? It's not one fits all,
certainly
not. And depending on everybody's type of situation, everything, right? I mean, like you said, is, you know, are you married? Is there a spouse? Are you widowed? Are you single? These are all things that can play into what product would be good for you.
And you know what, Mike, is that when it comes to these different, you know, types of annuities that are available, and it's a type of vehicle that can be used for both retirement plan money and non-retirement plan money, right? You could have, you know, non-qualified money, and you could use the same strategy for you. And I think that in the press, you know, annuities are getting a little bit more attention now than they used to be. And because people are living longer and longer. And when you go out there and you just look at what's happening out there in the world, we've got record numbers of baby boomers, right, reaching retirement age. Mike, according to a piece put out by Jackson National called Bridging the Retirement Income Gap, there were 76 million baby boomers born between 1946 and 1964, right? That's a lot of people, right?
Yeah.
And then the basically, the estimation is that 10,000 Americans are turning age 65 each day. Now, you've got this number of people turning age 65. And 65 is the hypothetical retirement age. You know, always everybody talks about age 65 for retirement. And this number of people no longer have, but most of them don't have the access to a pension plan. And they collected, you know, their wealth in their corporate or business retirement accounts. And translating that now into a guaranteed source of income for them really requires, you know, critical planning. And there's two real groups of people out there that, Mike, there is the group of people out there that are listening right now. And they say, you know, they understand that running out of income in retirement would be very problematic. Okay. But then there's a group of people out there that I'm concerned about. And that's the group of people out there that overstate their ability to select effective investments and don't ever think that there's a possibility that things could go wrong and they could run out of income.
Sure.
Because I think, that, listen, to me, running out of income, it would just be a disaster.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, it's like you almost can't let that, you almost can't have that happen, right? I mean, how do you, you know, you run out of money, that's a major, major issue, right? I mean, obviously. And, you know, Doug, I think what they provide is by providing cash flow and a steady form of cash flow, it can relieve anxiety of investment concerns, too, of worrying about fluctuations in markets. But it seems like more and more we live in a very hyper news cycle society that things are constantly, when it comes to investing in markets, affecting good and bad. You know, the fluctuations, I should say. We're seeing deep fluctuations, higher and lower. And I think sometimes that creates confusion for people, too, in their retirement. What do I do?
Yeah.
It always comes up, right? How do I handle this?
You know what, Mike, is when you think about it, back in the day when pensions were very commonplace, right? Most people in that point in time, if you ask me, went into retirement with a defined plan in place. They knew what their retirement plan was. Their retirement plan was, I'm going to get my money from Social Security and I'm going to get my money from my pension plan. Now, when you fast forward to today's day and age, and as a matter of fact, back in, it was 2017, LIMRA did a survey, Secure Retirement, from their Secure Retirement, and it said that nearly 40% of the people retiring have no formal plan and 20% have no plan whatsoever. That is a huge number of people that have no, you know, plan in place at 20% and no formal plan at 40% is a big number. And I think that it's risky to do it that way, but you do have opportunities and to go out and explore and see if, you know, one of these different types of annuity contracts with some sort of guaranteed lifetime income benefit on it is beneficial to you. Now, I want to also just talk for a minute, Mike, and dispel something out there. A lot of people, when they hear the word annuity, they just think of the old school, well, I call it old school annuity, where you turned all your money over to an insurance company. They said that they were going to pay you a certain amount of money. And, you know, the fear was, do I live long enough to break even or not?
Right.
And that was it. And so the insurance industry has really changed a lot of these, you know, structures now where these are guaranteed lifetime withdrawal benefits on these contracts, but they still allow you, you know, the accessibility to your capital and to your principal inside of the, you know, inside of the contracts. Yes, some of them might have, you know, contingent deferred, you know, charges for a period of time if you took your money out, but you still have the access to your capital in many of these, you know, contracts. So to me, it's sort of like it gives you dual features, if you will. You have a guaranteed income coming through the door, and if, heaven forbid, you needed to go and get your hands on some capital for something, you could do that.
Sure. And, you know, Doug, as you said, these contracts, these annuities have evolved over time to try to fill this void, okay, mm-hmm. and be there. And, you know, it's another thing, too, Doug, talking about this is we'll say from time to time, cash flow confidence, right?
Oh, yeah.
And when you have that, you're just very, very – we feel it. We could see it. Like when people come in, Doug, and we meet somebody for the first time, and we start talking about, okay, let's talk about your retirement income. And when they do have a pension, you feel that confidence.
Sure.
Well, I got my pension. Mm-hmm. You know, it kind of comes across like that, like, you know, very firm, like, have that good pension there. Mm-hmm. And to you and I, we've always kind of felt that's like a cash flow confidence. Right. I feel confident in my retirement. I have my Social Security. I have my pension. I have a lot of guaranteed income coming through the door. And it creates that confidence that we always talk about.
And you know, Mike, what's very interesting is that for years now, there's been political volleying back and forth, if you will, whether or not they were going to make 401ks actually require an investment option for people of a guaranteed income annuity. Because they understand that when you just look at the life expectancies and the, you know, and all that stuff coming along, that money guaranteed coming through the door is really very important to people. It's such a driver. And what happens is that it's scary and confusing for people out there. But I want to tell you, folks, is you can't not afford to plan your financial future because of it. You just need to make sure you get the right advice and the right recommendations based on your goals, needs, and objectives. And with interest rates, you know, at levels that they are right now, the options and opportunities for providing, you know, stable income, they're narrowing. And we need to make sure that you're getting guidance from somebody who has the opportunity to widen that gap a little bit through their network and their, you know, their broker dealers and the different options and opportunities that they offer out to you.
Sure, absolutely, Doug. And you know what it comes down to is it's something that should be explored. You sit down. How does it fit you? How does it fit your needs? You have to take all the prudent steps, right? To going through that risk tolerance, the whole deal,
right?
And that's what you do. That's how you go about it. Mm-hmm. And like you said, Doug, there is many different types of annuities out there, and you have to find what fits you best.
Right. You know, Mike, I think it's a couple things that people need to understand, right, is that the guarantee, and this is important too, right, because the guarantees are subject to the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company, right? So
yeah.
We got to make sure that we're doing the research out there, that we have a high level of confidence in the companies that we're doing, you know, business with out there, and that's really important to understand, and that the guarantees have no bearing on variable investment performance. A variable investment performance, you know, it could lose value in there, right?
Sure.
But it could significantly gain value too. You know, you have to balance those out. And like anything else, and we've been saying this over and over, is that you do need to consider your investment objectives and your risks, the charges, the expenses of the portfolio, of, you know, a variable annuity, expenses or non-expenses of a fixed annuity, whatever they are. You need to make sure that you go through these things and pay attention to what's available for you in those. And that's one of the great things that we bring to the table, is we've got back office research that helps us sift through, you know, the marketplace to find companies that there's a very high level of confidence in doing business with. And if there's not a high level of confidence, it's not a company that's, you know, offered or allowed to, you know, be used.
Yeah, that's really critically important.
Yeah, so, you know, again, I want to just remind you guys that annuities intended for a long-term tax-deferred vehicle. Earnings are taxable as ordinary income when they come out. And, you know, if you withdraw before age 59 and a half, it could be subject to a 10% federal penalty. So that's why we're talking about this is not probably the ideal vehicle to provide you with income at 40 years old.
Correct.
Right? So, and if we're using it to fund an IRA, there's no additional tax benefits, but that, you know, I think that goes without saying. And then qualified distributions from a Roth IRA are generally excluded from gross income. So I think this is, you know, an important thing for people to understand. If you have a Roth IRA, this could be a very beneficial option for you, you know, if all the other criteria match.
Sure, absolutely.
You know? So, you know, you should make sure that you consult with a tax advisor and make sure that, you know, it fits into your goals. But what we want to do is we want to offer the opportunity to sit down with you and explore this option. Let's see if we can add another level of baseline guarantee into your, you know, retirement income stream that makes sense for you and your family, or, you know, even your beneficiaries if you're using, you know, a product that pays, you know, a lifetime income and then, you know, a reimbursement to beneficiaries when you pass away. Whatever it may be, we need to explore all the options that are out there. So If you'd like to do that, if you'd like us to have it do, you know, do it for you, there's no cost or obligation for it. The number that you need to call is 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Let's get together, let's review your situation, and let's see if we can get you a good guaranteed, you know, lifetime income stream coming through the door so that you have cash flow confidence into retirement.
Sounds good to me.
All right, Mike, we're going to hop to a break. We'll be right back, folks. According to a piece...
Hey, Pete, what's going on? You look worried.
I'm not worried. I'm just confused. I don't know what to do about my business when I'm not here anymore. As you know, my son Mark is running the place now.
Yeah, I know. He's doing a great job. So what's the problem?
Well, my daughter is doing a terrific job, too, raising her children. A much harder job. But she doesn't do anything with the business, so Mark really deserves to get the business. But if I do that when I die, they won't receive an equal inheritance.
Oh, I get it now. Yeah, that is an issue. But, you know, I hear that Doug and Mike over at Wealth Management Group help business owners with such issues. I understand that they have a team of people who understand the issues that people who own their own businesses face, just like this one. In fact, I'm pretty sure I heard them speak about this exact issue on the radio. Let me give you their number, 732-340-1410. Write it down, 732-340-1410.
Okay, I got it. 732-340-1410. I'm going to call them right now. Thanks. 732-340-1410.
Thank you for calling Wealth Management Group. How may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to set up an appointment.
Wealth Management Group is designed to help you with any financial issue you face. With offices in many locations and their house call option, it makes them very easy to work with. Call now, 732-340-1410. That's 732-340-1410. Once again, 732-340-1410. Call now.
If you're listening to this show, it probably means you are ready to take a step forward in your financial life. You are hungry for change and hungry for help. And that's why you are feeding your mind right now with all this valuable information. But to drive these changes and to be really smart about what you are doing, to make informed decisions, you need help from someone who's been there. Someone who can help coach you through it before you take action and get you going. That's why Doug and Mike, the hosts of this show, offer complimentary consultations without cost or obligations. No strings attached. That's right. You can call anytime to set up a meeting with Doug or Mike by calling 855-262-3722 to request your consultation. That's 855-262-3722 to set up a meeting with the guys who have already helped other people just like you work towards their success. That's 855-262-3722. 855-262-3722. Now that you know, it's up to you.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
All right, folks, welcome back and hope that you're enjoying the show here. And Mike, I want to I know we touched on it a little bit lately. I want to go into it a little deeper here now, because I've had a couple of people who listen to the show ask if we would go a little deeper into what our thought processes and what our ideas are of microeconomics versus macroeconomics. Because, and what the person said to me was, those words, they, you know, they sound so big. So, you know, what do you guys mean? What do you really mean? Can you take some time and dive into that a little bit here and really, you know, explain to people so that they can get their arms around it? And I said, great idea. We've done it plenty of times in the past, and I think it's high time that we spent a little more time getting into the details of it here and, you know, what it really means. So, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, we touch on it often.
Right.
Okay, and I think it's time for a little refresher course, if you will. And like you said, I think the words are a little intimidating.
Yes.
Microeconomics, macroeconomics.
They sound like, oh boy, this is an economics course and I don't understand this stuff.
Took them both.
Right.
You know, in college. So, I mean, yeah, that's where you probably, if you heard of it, that's where you probably got your first, you know, hearing of it.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, we need to talk about it. And it's a lot like, Doug, when we say estate planning, right? It's kind of intimidating, a little big. I kind of put that in the same folder. So why don't we boil it down? Why don't we just, as we always do, break it down into very simple terms?
Yep.
And let's get into it.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing to do. And one of the things that I want to start off, I want to start with macro.
Good.
Okay, and macro means big, right, folks? Yep. So let's get that out. The big economic picture. Well, most people, most of you out there probably shouldn't spend a whole heck of a lot of time worrying about macroeconomics. But from my conversations with people out there, I feel as though you spend more time worrying about that than you really ought to. And so let's start in the big picture, Mike. Macroeconomics, that whole thing, as far as we're concerned, what falls into that category that people should, you know, understand it's what we're talking about, but it's what we should pay attention to more than what they should pay attention to? So I'll start. First thing I want to bring is interest rates. The Federal Reserve with interest rates. You'll hear all over the place, what's the Fed doing? Oh, the Federal Reserve adjusted interest rates. At the end of the day, it will trickle down to you, but it doesn't mean a lot to you on the macro level. There's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing that Mike or I can do about it either. But I see people getting hung up on it and worried about it all the time.
Yeah. And, you know, you can't control it. The Fed has their meeting. They decide what's going to happen with rates. Whatever they decide flows down to the banks, right? And that's when you may hear, oh, the Fed raised interest rates, and then you hear mortgage rates went up at the bank. So, in essence, it's dealt with and done on a macro level, a high-end level, government level, and it has to trickle down into the – eventually it'll get to micro.
Mm-hmm.
How much are you paying for that new house you just bought? What's your mortgage rate? That,
right.
That's where it affects you. Or how much money are you getting – how much interest are you getting paid on that CD that you have at the bank?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not developed on the micro level. It's decided on the macro level,
yep.
Which flows to the micro side.
100%. And we'll get to that end
yeah.
of it, right?
Yep.
The other one of the other macro things, Mike, and we talk about this all the time, is the unemployment number.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, here we go, right? You know, and I'll just make up a number. You'll hear today, job creation was this, and unemployment's at 4%.
Right.
Doug and I have been on this show for 25 years, and we always say, well, in your household, assuming that you're married,
mm-hmm.
right? It's either you're either 100% employed, 50% employed, or 0%, right? So that's like saying a husband and wife both work, they're both working, they're 100% employed.
You'd have to have a gigantic family for your family to potentially be 4% unemployed.
Yeah. right. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But the point being is that on a household level, on a micro level, on a macro level, it's the entire country.
Right.
How many people are unemployed? How many people, you know, they do their thing. And then on the micro side, it's 150 or zero.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's basically it. Right. So I hear it. You hear it. You know, oh, the unemployment. Okay. You're right. It's important to me and Mike when we're making recommendations to you with financial instruments and financial recommendations and that kind of stuff. But it's not something you can control, so don't focus on it.
Sure.
Another thing, tax rates. Tax rates. We hear people all the time. What's, you know, I'm worried about taxes. I'm worried about taxes. So are we. Again, nothing you can do about it. You cannot control the tax rates on the, for the country. Nothing you're going to do about it, or the state that we live in. Nothing you're going to do about it.
Yeah. And, you know, again, you don't, we don't control it. But again, when you start boiling it down to the micro side, it's what are you doing in a sense of, you know, do you have to take your RMDs out? Do you have to, are you in tax-free or taxable investments? There's all sorts of things.
Let me ask you a question, because this is something we've talked about in the past. What's an RMD?
Required minimum distribution.
Okay, people don't know our acronyms, right?
Right.
So we have to, you know, we got to make sure that we explain that.
Right.
And when you're 72 years old, you're forced to take money out of your retirement accounts.
Yeah, yeah. Sure. So, again, it's something that it's dealt with on a macro level that you can't control. They raise interest rates, they raise capital gains, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
But on the micro side, you can't control when it boils down into your specific home and your investments and your job and what have you.
Right. 100% correct. So those are some real, you know, macro examples. And we just want you to understand where we're coming from, because now I want to spend more time, Mike, on the micro. Because this is what's really important. Now, micro, small, so micro, you know, meaning the economics of your household, of your family, if you're, you know, what goes on inside of the four walls of wherever it is that you live.
Right.
That's what's of critical importance. So let's spend some time talking about that and things that fall into the micro category that people should pay attention to. And one of the things is I'll start off with is what we were just talking about, taxation. What is happening to the taxation of your dollars coming through your door on a frequency basis of which money comes in? Weekly, every 2 weeks, once a month, however often money comes through the door. What's going on in the tax situation inside of your house?
Yeah, and the question is, are you being the most prudent that you can mm-hmm. when it comes to taxation and taking all prudent necessary measures to pay the lowest effective tax rate possible?
Right. You know, and listen, Mike and I were not CPAs, and, you know, we should, you know, remind you of that. And, you know, when it comes to tax stuff, we're going to want to consult your tax advisor as well. But it's something that we need to pay attention to when we're looking at the overall of what's going on inside of my house. At the end of the day, Mike, the objective is to keep as much of your money as you can, I would believe.
Yeah. And if I may, I'm going to kind of jump around here a little bit. But it's I think one of the biggest issues on the micro level, and possibly a lot of it, you know, how much money are you keeping from taxes, et cetera, is cash flow.
Yeah.
I believe cash flow may be the most important thing on a micro level.
I agree with you. We've said years and years, folks, on the show here that we believe that one of the biggest creators of financial stress or anxiety is lack of appropriate cash flow through the door. And one of the relievers of financial stress and anxiety is sufficient cash flow coming through the door. We've said it over and over again. How many of you agree with us is that it's our belief that you could have zero assets sitting in a bank or savings or anything like that. But as long as you had more money coming through the door every month than is your, you know, lifestyle needs, you could live a happy life.
Yeah. And the creation of this cash flow on a micro level comes from various factors, right? One is we touched on employment or unemployment, however you want to look at it,
yep.
right? And you could say, okay, well, we're both husband, wife, again, example, we're both working. Okay, so we're getting max cash flow from the jobs. What are the investments doing? What is the taxation? How much is taxation biting mm-hmm. out there? These are just some of the elements that create the final answer of what's my cash flow on a monthly, weekly, monthly, annual basis.
Right. And you know what the other thing is, Mike, is, and listeners out there, the thing is where I think that we bring a lot of value is understanding how to apply the macro issues to the micro situation. Really, that's what you have us for, in my opinion. You know, it's like, okay, you know, with the markets doing this in this circumstance, that's macro. You can't control that. But what should we do inside of our microeconomic situation, inside of our personal financial life, to make sure that we're positioned in an appropriate way under certain circumstances? You know, Mike, are we in an increasing interest rate environment? Are we in a decreasing interest rate environment? Are we in a strong market environment? Are we in a weak market environment? And what needs to be done inside of our own personal microfinancial situation to give us the best opportunities during those macros? And that's where the disconnect comes for a lot of people, Mike. They'll understand what's going on in the big picture, but they don't know how to take advantage or apply those circumstances to their overall situation. And that's where we come into play.
Absolutely. And if I may, Doug, if we have time.
We have time.
Okay. Another one I want to talk about, macro and micro, that we haven't touched on yet, is debt.
Mm.
Okay. On the macro level, we all hear we're in the U.S., the government's into, you know, we're trillions of dollars in the hole. And,
right,
you know, we owe all this money. And what are we going to do about the deficit? And we spend too much. Well, micro level is really, really where that's the big glaring thing.
Sure.
There's a detach, if you will, okay, in that, okay, so the government's in a hole, trillions of dollars. And yes, there's some things that do trickle down that affect us on a micro side. But the biggest thing is, what is your debt?
Yeah, and Mike, where if I may add to what you said, which was very accurate and well said, is that also the other part that comes into that equation is interest rates. Right? Interest rates. We say we can't control the interest rates. We have no control over them. But they're so critically important to our micro personal financial life. It's really because it's paying for what you want to, you know, what you have. And one of the most important things is to pay as little as you can to receive the maximum value for what you're purchasing. So the easiest thing and the most common thing for people to understand is a home ownership. And if you have a mortgage, you know, you want to pay as little for that, you know, expense to borrow money as you possibly can. Yet it's not uncommon still, Mike, that I see people coming through the door that are still sitting with 5.5%, 5% mortgage rates. And, you know, it's, you have to have the conversation, you know, does this make sense to, you know, look at doing a refinance on this? And in some circumstances, people are comfortable paying it. That's where people get lazy. They're comfortable. I can make that payment. It's not a problem. Okay, fine. I understand it's not a problem. But why don't we see if we can't shave 5 years off of, you know, the obligation here? 2 years off, 1 year off, 10 years off. Who knows? It's a numbers thing.
Yeah. And the other thing too, Doug, is that, you know, for the folks that are listening and they don't have any debt, the house is paid off, they don't have credit cards, mm-hmm. no loans, whatever. Well, you just, on the micro side, blocked out a huge thing that's a major effect on the macro side.
Sure.
Right? I mean, we hear about it all the time. The deficit, you know, raise taxes, the deficit. At least on the micro side, in your little company, your own little country, if you will, for lack of better words, zero.
Yeah.
Not hurt, not affected by it.
Not affected by it. But where's the opposite side come in now for that person with interest rate, Mike? Those people may be saving money into a bank account or some other place where they're getting, you know, some sort of interest credited to their funds. Well, are you doing the appropriate thing to make sure you're getting the most interest that you can get? We're seeing that mistake all over the place, too, you know, right now. And listen, we're in such a low interest rate environment right now. You got to make sure that you're getting the best you can.
Yeah.
You know, so, folks, these are some areas and this is where, you know, we try to bring value to you. Is sitting down and saying, you know, inside of, you know, your household, how can we help make sure that you as the CEO of this little financial company called your own family or your own household, how are you, you know, taking, what approach are you taking to all these different issues? And that's where we want to try to bring value, you know, into the equation here. So always remember, we're available for a complimentary consultation. There's no cost or obligation. And we can see and have these casual conversations with you and find out what's going on in your life to see if, you know, we can help make sure that, you know, you're really doing the best you can in your own microeconomic, you know, circumstance there. Wouldn't you agree, Mike?
Absolutely.
So, folks, the number is 855-262-3722. That number is 855-262-3722. Pick up the phone, give a call, complimentary consultation. There's no cost or obligation. Happy to sit down and meet with you at one of our conveniently located offices, whether it's in Toms River on Route 37 and Clark on the corner of Raritan Road and Central Ave, which is right off of the Parkway, in Martinsville, which is right off of Route 22 on Chimney Rock Road, or in Parsippany, which is right off the 8046 Cherry Hill Road exit, Walsh Drive up there. So wherever it's one of those offices, you know, we can meet with you. Or we're old school, we make house calls, and we're new school, and we can set up for virtual appointments as well. Whatever's best for you. All right, we're going to hop to a break. We'll be right back, folks.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
You're listening to Your Financial Future with Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
What we try to do is educate people about money, motivate them to do planning, and make it as easy as possible to implement.
As creative thought leaders in the financial industry, Doug and Mike design strategies for people to help them live comfortable financial lives.
For the most part, every client is different, but one common similarity is that people want simple ways to accomplish their goals and someone to show them how to do it. That's exactly what we do.
In addition to hosting this radio show, Doug and Mike personally help people with their money and create simple strategies for them to help reduce taxes, maximize Social Security, make smart money decisions, and have income for retirement. They can always be reached at 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Always feel free to give them a call at 855-262-3722. You deserve to have the help.
All right, folks, that's going to wrap it up for this week. Mike, I think this was a good show.
Sure.
I mean, when you think about what we covered today, we spoke about financial organization, we talked about retirement income, and we talked about understanding the difference between the macro economy, which is the global economy, and a micro economy, what's going inside of your house. I think we gave people some good meat to chew on today.
I definitely think they'll be thinking about it and contemplating how to apply to themselves.
And I really hope that that folks, that you take the step and you pick the phone up and you give us a call for a complimentary consultation. There's no cost or obligation. The number is 855-262-3722. That number is 855-262-3722. Take advantage of the opportunity to come on in and have a meeting with us. Right, Michael?
That's all it takes.
All right, that's going to wrap it up for this week, folks. Until next week, be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
At Wealth Management Group, we will guide you through a one-hour informative experience where you will walk out with a better understanding of your current financial situation, a strategy or plan that you may not have had before, and a feeling of confidence that you have taken a step toward your goals and freedom from wondering, all by investing just an hour of your time. Many people who have gone through our process have realized a sense of ease and clarity like they may not have had before. At Wealth Management Group, we have a process that provides individual financial programs customized for each client because you are not all the same and should have your own strategy, not a strategy that is the same as 1,000 other people. We have offices in Clark, Parsippany, Martinsville, and Toms River to suit your needs. We observe and respect all protocols in order to keep everyone safe and healthy. Or if you wish, we can have our meeting on the phone or video. So we invite you to invest an hour of your time to go through our informational experience with no cost or obligation to the listeners of this show and come out after with something you didn't have before. The first step is simple. Just give us a call now at 855-262-3722 to get a date on our schedule. That number again is 855-262-3722 to take the initial step toward a sound financial future. Once again, that's 855-262-3722. We look forward to your call.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC, is separate from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated, and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.